To the editor. The Rotary Club of North Bay has been conducting the Catch the Ace, CTA, of Spades raffle ticket draws here in North Bay since May 2017. The Rotary Club of North Bay has been selling the CTA tickets at various stores, Northgate Convenience, previously East End Variety, Wingate Lottery kiosks at the Northgate Mall, and BIRCHAVEN Variety, here in North Bay for some time now. The Rotary Club of North Bay also sells the CTA tickets online. RotaryCatchTheAce.ca. The online information, name, telephone number and envelope number, is downloaded and printed on a paper ticket, where it is loaded in a drum with the CTA paper tickets that are sold in the stores. A manual hand-drawn of the CTA ticket takes place at the Cogeco TV studio on Wednesday evenings. Since May 2017, all the big jackpot winners, 13 so far, live here in North Bay and the surrounding area. There is a consolation prize each week. Most of the consolation prize winners each week are from North Bay and the surrounding area. The proceeds from the CTA draws have been going to various organizations here in North Bay and surrounding areas, from West Nipissing, Sturgeon Falls, to Mattawa, and from Temagami to Callander. Since March 2023, the Rotary Club of North Bay has donated $175,000 to various organizations such as the North Bay Regional Health Center Foundation, Nipissing Serenity Hospice, and the Capital Center. Of this amount, approximately $100,000 has been donated to food programs, the Gathering Place, the Open Arms Cafe, food banks, including the 8 local church-run food banks, in North Bay and Nipissing District, and the breakfast nutritional programs at the various schools of the school boards in North Bay and Nipissing District. The longer a CTA draw goes, the higher the jackpot becomes, and the more money for the Rotary Club of North Bay to donate. So why this letter? The Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, AGCO, oversees charitable gambling in the province of Ontario. The AGCO allows those stores that sell TV bingo envelopes, Rotary Club of North Bay, Lions Club of North Bay, Super Big Money TV Bingo from Sudbury, etc., and the Break Open, Nevada, tickets to be compensated for the sales of these items. In early 2024, I inquired to the AGCO about allowing those stores that sell CTA tickets to be compensated. The AGCO response was as follows. The progressive raffle framework does not permit charitable or religious organizations that conduct and manage the Catch the Ace raffles to pay sellers a commission on the sale of tickets. The AGCO adopted this approach to protect the charity's share of charitable revenue. In April of this year, there was a media release from the North Bay Regional Health Center Foundation, NBRHCF, and other hospital foundations, e.g. Health Sciences North Sudbury, etc., that they would be selling their 50-50 draw tickets electronically in stores in their community and surrounding areas. The NBRHC Foundation has 6 stores that sell their 50-50 draw tickets in North Bay and surrounding communities. I have found out that the AGCO allows the hospital foundations to compensate those stores selling their 50-50 draw tickets, 50-50 draws, or progressive raffle draws. Once again, I inquired to the AGCO about allowing those stores that sell the CTA tickets to be compensated. The AGCO response was as follows: that the AGCO is not currently considering changes to the Catch the Ace framework to allow seller commissions. Individuals who buy their Catch the Ace tickets and/or 50-50 draw tickets online pay using a credit card. Those organizations that sell the Catch the Ace tickets and/or 50-50 tickets online pay a transaction processing fee to a company to have the transactions processed. The AGCO allows these transaction processing fees to be a legitimate expense. Meanwhile, the AGCO does not allow us to compensate the stores for doing a similar type of transaction in selling the CTA tickets physically. To me, this is not fair and is discriminatory to those organizations that sell CTA tickets in stores. I did have a telephone conversation with Premier Doug Ford about the arbitrary, discriminatory practice policy of the AGCO on November 26, 2024. I followed up with written correspondence on December 30, 2024, and April 22, 2025. I was hoping that he and/or his office would have a talk with the AGCO to allow the stores that sell the CTA tickets to be compensated. To this date, no one has gotten back to me. As we know, the Trump tariff issues announced on November 25, 2024, along with a provincial election and a federal election, have been dominating the news. Compared to other organizations, such as the CNIB, the Thunder Bay Regional Hospital Foundation, etc., that sell CTA tickets electronically online in the province of Ontario with huge jackpots, the Rotary Club of North Bay realizes that we are just a small fish in the ocean of CTA draws. These organizations pay big dollars to companies to administer their organization's online electronic sales and draws of their CTA tickets, and the 50-50 draws. These organizations are allowed to write off these big expenses against the monies they raise, and the Rotary Club of North Bay is not allowed to compensate the stores for selling their CTA tickets. Something is wrong with this picture. Two stores here in North Bay were willing to sell the CTA tickets for the Rotary Club, however, when they found out that they would not receive any compensation, they backed out. They said that, when we are able to provide compensation, that they would be willing to sell the CTA tickets. They were selling the TV bingo envelopes and break open, Nevada, tickets. The Rotary Club of North Bay expenses are minimal, e.g. printing of the CTA tickets and other small miscellaneous expenses. As such, at least I, Don Coutts, find the actions of the AGCO arbitrary and discriminatory to those organizations that sell paper CTA tickets at stores where we cannot compensate them. Yours truly, Don Coutts, Rotary Club of North Bay.